When he was 18, you had to do something. And my mother worked in the ambulance room. Mm-hmm. And there was a... You heard of Poi Radio, mm-hmm. have you?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they had a part of Leiston, Top Works,
the
this
Top
is.
Works,
yes.
Yeah.
They had a part up there. So my mother said to Mr. Flack, his name was, I don't suppose you've got a... Because I had got to do something, you see. Mm. And I didn't... I was a homebird. I never wanted to go away. And she said, I don't suppose you've got a part that my daughter can have. He said, I expect I can find her one. And we were making... They'd done all lines. You started something at the beginning and they went all down the line and
production
finished.
Line.
Yes, yes. But when I first went on, he found me a job. And in them days, in the radios, they had all little pieces of wire and things. They aren't like they are today.
Valves.
It had valves, yeah. But they were all connected up in a... with little lengths of different wire. And,
okay.
And one had a hook on the one end, and one had a... one already round, you know, mm-hmm. so that can connect. So that's what I done to start with.
Okay.
And then he decided he'd like to put me on the line, and he put me on the start. And what were we doing for them then? And that, because the war was over.
So how many years did you actually work for Gary, roughly?
For about five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't marry till 1950. No, and I met my husband 47, yes, and that was that, dear. I can't tell you much more, but I don't know whether you want to know what I did. Or I worked me way up when I was, well then, because when the war finished, you made the, well, radios for us, because we were making radios for tanks to start with.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
right.
And then that passed all the way down the line. Mm. When I got to the line, that was inspected. That was where I finished up in inspection. But they were at everyday ones, you know, like you have now.
Yes, yes.
Well, not so modern as what today's are.
Yeah.
And that was what I finished up on.
I'd been radios on there 5 years.
Radios
for ordinary
people. Yes.
Did you work a 5-day week or did you have to
work
Saturday?
No, we worked Saturday mornings. And... we used to be there at 8 and came... Well, I used to run home to Central Road because that weren't fun. I was young then. And at 12:30, and you had to be... Mr. Flack, who was in charge, if you weren't sitting in your seat, you'd be in the wrong because, you see, you'd be holding the line up, wouldn't you? And there was one person next to me. I was at the start of the line to start with. And... mine were all building up next to her, and she'd come in, she'd lose the quarter of an hour, so she was sitting in her seat by 1:45, we'll say. But he came and got her out of there. He said, when you come in time, he said, you can have your job back. But she never did come back, I don't know.
What time did you have to start
that
in the
wasn't,
morning?
Oh, 8 o'clock till 12:30, and we had, I was called at the bull. But there was a Hereford chimney on the Top Works, and they roared that when at 8:10 and 8 o'clock, they roared at 12:30, so it was time to come, well, go home or have your lunch, and then 1:30. Well, they were ordered at 1:20, so you knew you'd got time to get there, and then that went at 1:30. But and then you came home. You was on till 5. Now, Papa survived to start with the war still on, and then they dropped the hours.
Was the special equipment, did you have special clothing or anything like that
you had to wear? You had to wear your own overall.
Did you have to provide it?
Yes. No, they didn't provide much for you, no. And there wasn't any heating when I first went in there. But they'd got to all stand, or there were things what were going on the wall. But what was a, they were sort of divisions and aisles you could walk up and down. And they got some round ones there, but they didn't throw, and Because you imagine picking little tiny screws up and nuts and things, you know, your fingers were cold.
Yeah.
So we got together and we said, well, we couldn't work unless we could warm our hands. And that, but the best of it was they got it all stand there, ready to put in, but they hadn't bothered to put it in. They were still got these little round ones. So we all stood around warming our hands. Because that was a cold winter. That was, it must have been that 47 winter, I suppose.
Oh, that was a terrible winter.
That was, yes.
So you got
I didn't marry till 50, and I didn't know my husband then. That must have been 47.
So, and so you'd worked all those years during the war with no heating. Is that right?
Well, I went on that all the war, didn't
no.
I? But I was there when the war finished.
And then, was it all women? All girls?
No, there were some men. Mm-hmm. And they were doing all, because when that went all down the line, inspected and put in its box and ready to go.
Yeah.
And the men were at that end. There was no men on the lines.
Right.
No. And from there, I kept there.
Can you remember how much you earned?
£1 a week to start with.
£1 a week.
And when I left, when I got married, I'd been on there 5 years and I was getting £2.50. And then the men were there behind you. And if you, they had a person on the line that was sort of you here, then there, all down the line.
Yeah.
And then there was a person in charge of the line.
Was it always a man?
No, not men. There weren't many men. The men were in the packing mostly at the end. And there was, the girls had been down there a longer while and they were older than me. They were doing two huge ones for planes. That was stood up onto like easels. And, you know, imagine putting all these little wires and things in and solder. You know, soldering them in.
Yeah.
And when you inspected it at the end, solder sometimes didn't clean.
Yeah.
And they called that a dry joint. So you had to call the girl what was in charge of the line and take it back to her, whichever part that was, and get it done. And that's where I finished up on down there. And I got £2.50 a week then.
So you'd done well.
Yeah. But my husband won't earn much more now, but he said he didn't want me to keep there because, like in the building trade, ever said. Let's mind you, that was 1950 I got married,
yeah.
And my husband was in the building trade, and he, in the winter time, you see, he left off at Huppers Fall because they couldn't paint outside or do if it was, or a house with no lights, could they? So he said, I don't want to come home to an empty house and no fire. He said, so I'd rather you leave. So that's what happened. And
did you ever work again?
Yes. As I was saying, I used to go fruit picking.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, Gators, you heard
of yes.
I used to go up there. And we used to, gooseberries and strawberries. And you had a punnet and you took them to them, and then you got so much. I didn't get much, but that was a little.